League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, Dave, 3-1. Good result. Pre-season seems to be going well, from what I can see. Open-age side, so physically stronger. What do you make of that?
Yeah, we brought four of the lads that we had last year who were effectively third years now, if you like, and have been training with the first team. I felt we needed that bit of extra strength. But the football that our lads play is just different class. And then the younger lads, I mean, we had a 15-year-old on there and about 7 or 8 16-year-olds, and the play is just brilliant. They were physically stronger, but because we moved the ball so well, they just can't get anywhere near us, really.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, technically, it was a different class. I thought the FC really shone through. Physically, obviously, they're 10 years older, some of them, some of the Rochdalian players, weren't they? So physically, they didn't shine through, I don't think, but definitely quality-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
The two wingers, Andy Lee and Briggs, is he called?
Blaine, yeah. We've got Blaine. He's only just been with us for about two or three weeks. Andy, we've had last year, but the pace and the skill that they attack with his different class. We actually got another lad, Josh, who came on in the second half, who's equally as good. And another kid that's coming tomorrow, Daniel. We've just got loads of pace, and that's how the first team play, and that's what we want to mirror, you know. But just one thing, Rochdalians have looked after us really, really well, you know. They're a club with a bit of history, and obviously this sort of side of Manchester doesn't get much attention, and I think they've put on a really good, the pitch is great, they're putting on some food for us afterwards, and I'd just like to give them some thanks if we can.
Well, as they proudly say on their website, most successful club in Rochdale.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that.
Props to them. Okay, on to the season. Season ahead. Three cups, league again. No Marine this year.
No, we've got.
So it's in the bag, yeah?
We've got some local teams in. Hyde have come in, and somebody else has come in. I can't remember. But I'll be happy, to be honest. If we play as well as we did last year, and we manage to get lads, we've got a few second years that we want to try and push on. Whether we win the league or cups, you know, it's great winning cups and what have you, but we're trying to get them to play the right way with a view to getting in the first team. That's what the club's all about, and that's what our job is. So if we don't win leagues and don't win cups, but we're playing the right way and we're out playing teams, I can handle that. I'm sure the first team manager would be happy enough if that's what we're doing.
Yeah, because with the no reserve team, FC's employees, this is effectively the reserve team, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the players that you've just got through, obviously have a word for them, like some Matty Boland, Theo,
Matty,
Rich Smith, I think.
Matty, Boland, Connor, Norton, Richard Smith, Theo, who I thought was just different class today.
He got 90, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And we've got good players. I mean, they're great lads, and they want to play for the club. I mean, they've all put their hand up there again today wanting to play for us tomorrow, so you know, I might just do that, but that's what we want to get through. And Sam Howell wasn't here today. Sam's playing for Daisy Hill in the North West Counties League, so they're the sorts of players that the club should be producing. And if they're not at a pro club, the next best club is us, and we'll look after them. But they were brilliant. You could see, you know, the difference in level, and bearing in mind these lads have been around a long time that they're playing against, the difference in level, physical, you know, the physical fitness and the football was just different class. Really, really happy. Attitude's great as well.
Yeah, it seemed that way. I thought Rich Smith, to be fair to him, I thought physically he coped today as well. So
yeah,
first team should have him.
Well, Richard can cope with that. He's an old-fashioned player, if you like. He likes to get stuck into stuff, and I prefer it if he played a little bit more football. But you know, they'll be all right. You know, but it's a difficult team to get in, because the first team have got some good players and they're going to have to be exceptional to squeeze themselves in. But I'm sure they'll be given a chance. When they get the chance, they've got to take it, haven't they?
Absolutely. Well, things looking good, Dave. Thanks a lot for your time. Cheers,
Thank
mate.
You. Thanks a lot.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.